My name is Dr. Shelley Cole. I'm a physician in private practice here in Texas. I have the honor to serve as the medical director of America's Frontline Doctors. Big Pharma has succeeded in permeating all aspects of our lives. Each safeguard of our society that once protected us has eroded. They no longer exist. Let's run through the institutions that once protected us but now have become a weapon turned against us. Hospitals. Once a beacon of hope, now they have become a source of fear and distrust. After being terrified by the media of the deadliness of the virus, COVID patients are turned away at the emergency room and told that there are no effective outpatient treatments for COVID. Come back when you can't breathe. The medical paradigm of fostering prevention and early treatment is gone. Now care is provided only for the deathly ill. So how did this happen? In 1980, the Bayh-Dole Act allowed hospitals and universities to receive patents and royalties off of inventions. As expected, patents exploded and science became big medicine. Before, the goal of science was to find out the truth. Now it's to bring home the bacon. Dr. Marcia Engel of Harvard Medical School once stated, "It is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I reached slowly and reluctantly over my two decades as the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. With each distorted scientific reference skewed to favor pharma, the foundation of scientific research has been destroyed. Each layer, each new study that is laid upon it has ultimately resulted in its implosion." Next, let's talk about liability protection. The National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act removed all product liability protections in 1986 from vaccinations. Individuals could no longer sue pharma for most injuries related to vaccines. Now, the bulk of our product liability protections from vaccines is completely gone. The era of COVID, our protections have been even more limited by the PREP Act. Now, individuals who are injured by COVID vaccines are only able to recover medical expenses. The program does not even cover legal expenses. So how well do you think that's going to go over? Next, let's review the regulatory agencies established for our protections. The FDA is responsible for ensuring the safety and efficacy of human drugs, biological products, and medical devices. In 1992, the Prescription Drug User Fee Act allowed pharma to pay a fee to the FDA to expedite approval of their own drug. Can you say conflict of interest? Now, 45% of the budget of the FDA is from pharma. That is in the billions with a B. We can't forget the CDC, who is the National Public Health Agency underneath Health and Human Services. They have dictated public health policy guidelines during the pandemic. Can we trust them? The CDC owns 56 patents and buys and distributes vaccinations to the tune of $4.4 billion annually. In truth, the CDC should have recused themselves from any discussion regarding vaccinations during the pandemic. Are they looking out for us? How about the media? Remember when pharma ever started advertising on television? That was 1997, the direct consumer advertising. Now every other advertisement almost seems like it's medicine. Do you think the networks are going to expose any corruption of big pharma? I don't think so. So what about politicians? Are they above reproach? And what about the reliability of our elections? Remember the early days of the internet, you all, where a small business could compete with large and have an equal playing field? Sadly, those days are gone. Now the internet is a place of censorship and propaganda. Finally, Facebook and Twitter, the social media moguls, have devolved into a sad, lonely source for mind control. Are they looking out for us? There's no one left. We all must get off the sidelines and fight. Here's a graph of the associated deaths reported to VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, over the last 30 years. If anything, the 2010 Harvard study suggested that the VAERS may be underreporting the adverse events by 99%. And yet, full steam ahead. Remember, this is all the vaccines combined reported to VAERS. And we still have 5 months to go this year. Question: how many deaths from COVID this week? 1918. How many deaths are reported on to the VAERS on COVID vaccine deaths? There are more deaths related to the vaccine. And when are they expecting to finally review the COVID-19 vaccine? Next January. That's less than 6 months. So question, how many people get COVID-19 following the vaccine? Well, we really don't know. They stopped tracking it. So this study that the world is now participating in for the betterment of all is not tracking all of the adverse events. This is not a study. Here is a slide that got me blocked from Facebook. I posted a slide from the CDC ACIP committee conference on myocarditis and pericarditis. Look at the expected rate of myocarditis or pericarditis for males 12 to 17 years of age. The observed rate is 64 times higher than the expected. The risk continues to be increased for all ages up to 39 years of age for males. I merely posted a slide from the CDC presentation, their own data, and they censored me because it didn't fit their narrative. So what conclusions did these people draw? Wait till your active case of pericarditis or myocarditis has resolved before you get the next shot, but get the next shot. Is there any doubt that the SARS-CoV-2 is man-made? Well, there's about a 2% chance that it's not from a lab. Now, quoting our wonderful friend, a true hero of the pandemic, the first wave of the bioterrorism is a respiratory virus that spread across the world. Every single thing that was done in public health in response to the pandemic made it worse, keeping the population in isolation and preparing them to accept the vaccine, which appears to be phase two of the bioterrorism operation. Dr. McCullough was a supporter of the vaccine in January of this year. My, how things have changed. This fight is the biggest fight we will ever face. We need everyone to unite towards our goal. Thank you so much for your attention. Enjoy your time in San Antonio.